Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I'm sorry I missed your call. I was on another call.
You're fine. Robert and I are sitting here. We're kind of ready to pull the trigger.
Okay. So when we set this up, are we setting this up in your name or his name?
His name.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and log this in. So I have, and then you're going to be a point of contact on this as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he's Robert Townsend, right?
Yes.
How are you doing, Robert?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much. So I'm taking a look here. So when clients contact, should they be contacting Amanda's phone number at 281-414-8244, or should they be contacting Robert at 832-967-3364?
Leave that on. Oh, my gosh. They're going to contact me.
They are. Okay, that's what I thought. Yours is the primary on the account. And then when we reach out, should we be reaching out to you or to Robert?
You can reach out to me.
Okay, so we're going to put your phone number as the primary on the account, and it's all under his name. And then I'm going to put a preferred contact for him with his cell phone number. That way,
I was going to say, yeah, if there's some way to put both of our numbers on there, that would be ideal.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Let me just do this real quick and set this up so we just have all the proper information.
So just as a refresher, can you just kind of really quickly summarize what your company is going to do for our company?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So what we're going to be doing for you is we're going to be branding the business. Now, did you ever get the situation straightened out with the Google business profile? I know you were struggling trying to get that recovered and things. Was that successful? Or do you still need help with that?
Let her finish talking.
I don't think we've addressed it at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yeah. So he was supposed to, in order for us to get verified, he was supposed to take a picture of his home, and he was supposed to take a picture of equipment, and then we were going to get verified, and he never did that. And they also wanted us to put Texas Woodmasters, have it on the phone and show them proof that we had a business phone number, and I don't believe that ever got done as well.
Okay. So we're going to go through verification process again, and then if they require video or things like that, we take care of it, or we reach out to
you
to get what we need, and then we submit it. So we're going to start from scratch on this.
Okay.
What is Robert's, so I have on the account for the email address that I have texaswoodmasters@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. So specifically what we're going to be doing for you is we're going to be branding the company on the first page of Google within the local map. So we're going to go through verification and processing there for that profile in order to verify it first. And then first page placement happens within the first 30 to 45 days max is what the terms and conditions state. Okay.
Okay.
The package also includes a full website. I feel like you and I spoke briefly about a website, but did you ever get one completed or you still need the website?
We'll need a website.
Beautiful. Custom websites included. It also includes all of the Facebook ads and social media marketing. So we do automatic retargeting with the ads and all of the pieces to match that. So what that looks like is we're going to run individual ads for Texas Woodmasters. We also will go ahead and include retargeted ads. So anytime they're on Google and they're looking for your services and they go to any other of the platforms that we're programming for, your ad's going to automatically pop up, but with heavy connotation directly to the Facebook ads because that's where the program's going to correlate. So between Facebook and Google, you're going to get a very strong push. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. Websites up and running in 5 to 7 days. We program for the top 60 directories as well, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, you name it, we give you a listing there. And this is going to increase your brand relevancy, help with the optimization, and give you a very strong, dominant internet presence. Also opens up all the revenue streams, and it's going to support that first page placement as well. So with the package, you guys get a downloadable app to be able to track the physical phone calls. It comes with specific call tracking. So what you're able to do if you choose to is, you know, you could say for current clients, press 1, for new clients, press 2. It is customizable, and you're able to filter out all of the spam and robocalls. It includes voice-activated searches for Amazon Alexa and Google Home, and there is a complete tracking and reporting system included within the package as well. So you're able to log on, track the results, make updates, changes, or adjustments on behalf of the account yourself. If you want to make changes into the website, you have access via the website editor. If you want to change content, if you want to request reviews, because we help with review generation and reputation management as well. I know we spoke that, you know, Robert has vast years of experience, but we don't have the reviews anywhere. So we have a review generation tool on the website as well as directly from the dashboard that's going to help us to gain and gather those 5-star reviews. And those will load straight to the website as well. So everywhere the website is branded, they'll see those 5-star reviews.
Okay, sounds great. So do we need to create a profile for Texas Woodmasters on Facebook?
Do you have, as long as you have a personal, one of you has a personal profile, we'll build the business profile as a derivative of, they will not interact or intertwine.
So that's something that you do on your end?
We do it on our end as long as one of you has a personal profile, right?
Yeah, that would mostly be him. I don't really have a very,
okay.
I don't have a good online presence.
I have a account, my personal account. I have a group and run several other groups. So yeah, I have a good big presence on social, on Facebook.
Yeah, whether you have a big presence or not, Robert, is kept completely separate. So as long as there is a regular Facebook profile, personal profile for either one of you, like I have a jam and jelly business on the side of this, and I sell homemade breads and stuff. So I have a specific page for Nellie's Treats, Jams, and Sweets. And
there I see. Okay.
And they don't interact or intertwine. It's not like here's Amy who works for Local Splash, and here's her side business as well.
That's
everything's kept completely separate. So all groups that you belong to, any presence that you have, any comments that you've made as a personal profiler on Facebook is not going to be associated with this whatsoever. But what they're going to do, during client onboarding, what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and ask access for that. They're going to tell you how to add us on as managers so we can build that profile out for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I do need, Robert, what's your phone number?
832-967-3364.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Whenever you get a minute, I do have a couple of questions.
Yeah, just one second. I'm just creating this contact card really quickly, just so we have it, and then I'm going to do a separate one for you. And your role is office manager, or are you co-owner, Amanda?
I'm office manager.
Okay.
Or project manager, one of the two, both.
There are about 6 different hats, so there
she
you
wears
go
them all. We're so lucky to have her.
About half of them. I get the other half. It's
well,
team effort.
Yes, it is a team effort. Most things are. Are you guys also a couple? Do you mind if I ask?
Yes. No, we're not.
You're not? Okay. Okay. Has full authorization. So I have my jam and jelly business. I work for this company. My husband works for this company. And... and he is a football coach. So we have multiple football teams that we coach and I team mom for him. So like wearing the different hats and doing all the stuff, like I completely relate to that 100,000,000%. Now, Amanda, I'm prepared to address your questions. How can I help you, dear?
Okay, so 2 questions. So are you guys setting up the website and downloading or uploading whatever that's called, the photos and all of that, or are we creating the website? You're just giving us the the actual web address.
Yeah, so we're going to create it. What's going to happen is you guys are going to have a client onboarding call. During client onboarding, the technician's going to tell you how to send in the photos, send in the logo. If you don't have either of those, that's fine. We'll use stock until you get some. And then what's going to happen after that is we're going to go ahead and build it out, and then you have access to go in and make changes or adjustments yourself if you choose to. Or you can call in and you can have us make those changes or adjustments for you. So it's really up to you.
We do have artwork, logo, and stuff.
Beautiful. I know you've been doing this for a long time, and I figured that you did, but we're full service, so we like to offer everything in the event that you don't have it.
So my last question, or my next question, I shouldn't say last, there might be more that come up, but if for whatever reason we're not satisfied with the services and we decide to cancel at some point, do we get to keep that website and keep that Facebook presence, or is that something that disappears when we cancel the membership?
Oh, no, everything is yours to keep. You guys are the owners on it, and we're simply the managers as far as all the profiles go. Website, to be very clear with you, if you ever left for any reason, obviously we're going to do everything in our power to keep you, but you have the ability to continue hosting the website with us and continue getting all of the search engine optimization on the back end and programming for it, and you can take it wherever you want, or you can, you know, host it yourself. That's for $49 a month if you want to continue having website services only with our company. Or if you completely cancel the services altogether, you can do a $99 buyout for the domain and build the content yourself.
Gotcha. Okay, that answered my question. Okay, well, and so just to go over, like, what, as far as money is concerned, what is due today, and what does our monthly bill look like, and how does that get auto-drafted, and
right,
and the financial side of it, how does all that work?
Yep, absolutely. So the monthly cost is locked in at $249 month to month. There's no contract on that. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So investment today is $348. Each month after that is just $249. It's all done month to month. So what happens is during this phone call, because the entire line is recorded, we read a voice verification outlining that service agreement with Local Splash. The fact that it's going to bill automatically on the 16th day of every month. And if you guys want to pause your service, say you get overwhelmed with business and you need to pause it, you don't want to lose anything, you just literally need to hit the pause button, then you can pause it, or you can cancel services altogether by calling within 3 days of the billing. And we do suggest that you stick the program out a minimum of 2 months, simply because we disclose in the beginning of the call that it takes approximately 30 to 45 days for everything to come to full fruition and really be working very well together. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
I appreciate that because you guys promised me way back, and I just appreciate that you kept your word, like that I didn't waste my time by chasing you guys around, you know what I mean? Like, I believe this is going to be excellent for your company, and I'm just so grateful that when the time, you know, because you guys told me, like, hey, we're waiting on a loan or this or that, like, when we do it, you're the one. You're the one we want, you know, and I'm just so grateful for that, and I believe that this is going to be excellent for you guys. You're absolutely going to love it, and I'm actually going to send, you have my direct phone number and extension line, so the way this works is, because all contact is going to you, Robert's phone number is in the settings. So if Robert calls in or makes change or adjustment, absolutely he can do that. But for all intents and purposes, majority of the calls are going to be coming to you, Amanda. Okay?
Okay, so if I were to go Google Texas Woodmasters, it would show, I guess, Robert as the owner, and it would show my phone number associated with Texas Woodmasters.
So if you guys choose to take advantage of the call tracking system, which I highly recommend, and it's all inclusive with the package, is we're going to put a business line on that, and it's going to be routed to your phone if you, you know, if that's what you want, or it could be routed to Robert's phone. You always have the option to forward those calls to Robert if you're out of town or press 1 to speak with Amanda, press 2 to speak with Robert, things like this. But when you Google Texas Woodmasters, it's not necessarily going to say Robert Townsend is the owner unless that's what you guys want it to say.
But okay. No, that's not necessary, but will it say, will it pop up my phone number?
If you don't use the call tracking phone number that's going to be included with it, then yes, your number is the primary one on the account. That's why I asked that question. You want his number or your number as the contact for clients. So if you choose to invoke the call tracking, then it's going to give you guys a business line, and it's not going to have your personal information out there.
Yeah, but now I'm just curious about how the call tracking thing is going to work. You mentioned an app earlier. What app would I be downloading, and how would those calls be tracked through the app?
That's a great question. So they do go over all of this in extensive detail during the client onboarding call. But what happens is all of the calls are recorded with the call tracking, because this is going to allow you to eliminate spam and robocalls. Say for some reason that you took that Robert took a call, right? Robert took a call, it was forwarded to him, or somebody clicked 2 and spoke with Robert. Robert took a call, he took down an address, he's got to go visit the client at 4 o'clock, he's on his way at 3 o'clock, and he realizes that he lost the paper with the address on it. You can log into the app, or you can go into the dashboard, and you're going to be able to listen to those recorded phone calls. Because it's recorded for accountability purposes for your company, especially if you guys wind up having somebody that you're going to go through training and maybe answering the front office, things like that. But the cool thing about it is through the app, you have the ability to put it on Do Not Disturb. You have the ability to forward all of the calls. You have the ability to DNC calls. So the app that they have you download is specific to our company, and it's the Local Splash Call app. They take you through all of that during the client interview and literally walk you through how to use it.
Okay, yeah, that's something to consider. Yeah, I don't know if I'm sold on it, but
okay.
Yeah.
What would hold you back from it?
I think it's an extra step, whereas, like, if I just got a direct call, well, I don't have to go through some app. I don't have to go through some middleman. I don't have to.
Oh, you don't have to go through any of that anyway. It's just going to ring directly on your phone, and it's going to say right there, it's going to say that's exactly what it is. It's not, there's no middleman that you have to go through or anything like that. It's super simple.
There's not an additional app step that I have to go through?
No, you don't. We're not here to complicate it for you. If you need to listen to the recorded phone call for any reason, or you want to DNC that number, or you...
What's a DNC?
Do not call. If you get say it's a spam call or somebody's pestering you, or you know how you guys get, I'm sure you guys get those super fun calls from, to extend your car warranty, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Say you don't want to hear from those guys anymore, you know? Like, you can literally
click
DNC.
Yeah,
and you don't have to hear from them anymore. If you have people who are trying to solicit your business, or you get those calls from out of the country. Like, there's any number of reasons that people want to DNC something. You know what I mean? And you have the ability to do that. But to accept the physical phone call, no, you don't have to go into an additional app. No, we're not here to overcomplicate your life. The point of the call tracking is literally to protect your personal information and also to track the physical phone call so you can see how well the package is working. But if you choose to opt out of it, absolutely. You absolutely can. No worries.
Sounds pretty good. And would say Texas Woodmasters when they call?
Yes, it will.
Show up on their line or whatever, their ID?
Like, if I were to call them back, they left a message after hours. The next morning I wake up, I receive their voicemail, I call them back. Is it going to ring Texas Woodmasters on their end of the phone?
Correct. It's going to ring. It can call back from that specific call tracking number. You can text to and from that number as well.
It's
super cool, but I understand, like, you don't want to create any more steps for yourself, like, that you don't have to.
I just got over this whole, you know, traumatization with Angie's List, so I'm just like, shit, if I have to go through another mobile app and another dashboard and another
no
step, to mm-hmm. to get to something. Yeah, so.
Get
10 different notifications, get a phone call every single time somebody looks at something. I mean, it's just overwhelming at a certain point.
Right. Right. Completely understood. So when you guys get a lead coming in from the website, say somebody goes onto the website and they leave their information for whatever reason, they punch in what it is that they're looking for, things like that, and they hit submit, that's going to come over via email to you, and it will alert you via text message, hey, you have a new lead. Okay? Because we want you to be able to capitalize on that as quickly as possible. If it's somebody who's reaching out to you directly via text message or phone call, obviously that's going to come inbound. The only other time that you're getting email notification. We're like, hey, you guys got a new review, you know, because we also encourage you to respond to your 5-star reviews only because having an interacting presence with the clients is always more beneficial. So we encourage that, but it's not required. So everything is going to come over via email, and you can just have that go directly to a local splash folder or however you choose. But we try to get the phone ringing for you guys so you don't have to deal with all of this stuff on a regular basis. Like, I have to log in here, and I have to update this, and I have to do that. The things that we ask you guys to do on a regular basis, obviously, is answer the phone. If you have Facebook campaign, then we ask you to upload photos whenever you get a new project done. So that way, we can continue building out new ads for you, because that portion of the relationship is going to be important to make sure that we have new content to work with, unless you want the same ad running continuously. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah. Another question. So this is all about Google. So we're going to, if somebody puts in remodeler or contractor, it's Texas Woodmasters that's going to pop up on Google with our information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as an address is concerned, we're a service provider.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to people's homes. There is no local business or address that someone mm-hmm. can come and visit. And as a security breach, we wouldn't want Robert's personal address to come up on Google. So I just, that was the thing that I had trouble with when I tried to get on Google myself
mm-hmm.
is I was trying to kept telling Google that we don't have an address to take a picture of. We don't have signage out front.
Right.
That we are service providers, but we still want to be on the map. You know,
mm-hmm.
if somebody's trying to go on Google Maps, yes, we're located in Conroe or we're located
mm-hmm.
in League City, but a general location, we don't want a specific address.
Right. Yeah, that's not a problem at all. So when you do a search on Google, and you look up remodeling contractors, Conroe, there's lots and lots of providers that are listed there that only show their city, state, and zip code. So what Google does is they'll still drop a pin. You obviously are going to see a lot better and stronger activity if you are able to post the address, but it is not a requirement, especially ever since, the COVID stuff. So everybody had to go to be home service providers. A lot of people took their businesses for, even if they had a storefront, they took their business home because it was a national requirement to go home, right? Business
right.
didn't stop happening though. So verification process is done just that way. It's not a problem. We tell them that this is a home office, that Robert's working out of a home office, and we are submitting for verification on behalf of your company. We've submitted for the past 18 years, thousands of companies. So when they see that Local Splash is submitting on behalf of the company, they're like, oh, okay, Local Splash has done the vetting. If there's an additional video that's needed, an additional photo that's needed, additional documents that are needed, generally we already have those documents. If it's not, then we're going to contact you and say, hey, this is what we need, and we're going to go ahead and submit that. But protecting your personal information and proprietary home information is of supreme importance, not only to us, but also to Google. If you don't want your physical address showing on Google, then we're not going to show it.
Awesome. Here's one more thing. I keep saying one more thing.
It's okay.
10 things later. So we do business, I mean, from Galveston all the way up to Conroe and everywhere in between. So when someone in League City or Galveston or Friendswood or Pasadena once a contractor, is our name going to come up, or is our name only going to come up in the Conroe area?
So where we drop the pin there within the local map listing, it goes out approximately 15 to 20 miles outside of wherever we drop the pin. Okay, so wherever we have that verification code sent to, it's going to go approximately 15 to 20 miles within the local map on Google. As far as reaching outside of that, that's why we've included the Facebook ads with the package, is because we want to make sure that we're able to reach out to the specific areas. We can target specifically to Galveston, to Friendswood, to Conroe, to these particular areas. This is one of the most inexpensive and lucrative ways to get more radius on your package, and it is going to also allow you to show up eventually a way further outside of that through Google, but it does take time for that to kind of take hold. If you guys are looking to have a package that has a lot bigger radius directly on Google right away, then you're going to need a package that includes Google Ads. And we have a package that includes Google Ads. It is, the price point on that is a little bit different. It's an additional $200, and that includes $300 worth of Google Ads, and that'll give you up to like a 200-mile radius on Google with a second position up at the very top in the Google Ads section.
All right, cool. Okay, we worked at I-45 corridor from Galveston to Conroe.
Right.
So, in about maybe 10 miles, 15 miles either side of 45, but all the way north, south, up that 30-mile wide strip all the way down there.
Right. I'm looking at the map right now. You know, again, to get a package started and moving forward, I always start with the base package, which is the Platinum package that I'm offering you guys today, with the Facebook ads and the Google listing and all the other bells and whistles and features. If you're looking for something with a little bit stronger push and you want more radius directly on Google, then the Platinum Premier package is the way to go. Because what that package includes is, instead of the Facebook ads, it's going to give you $300 worth of Google ads. And I think, hold on, let me see. For the President's Day special, they're throwing in an additional $100 of Google ads on the front end for this premium package. So for the first month, you get $400 in Google ads, but you're still only paying for the $449 for the Platinum Premier package. The advantage to Google Ads is vast, because you can punch in exact zip code, exact mileage. We can put in exact city name, and it's going to give you a second position up at the very tippy top of the page in the Google Ads section. So you'll be listed there, and then you'll be listed again within the local map. And again, over time, when people are clicking in those different areas, you're going to be targeted in those local maps in those other areas as well. So it just depends on which package you guys want to start with.
So it's a $400 a month package?
$449.
Okay. Yep. Hold on one second, Amy. Here's my concern.
Take your time.
I'm going to talk, even though you're on the phone, because I kind of want you to hear my side conversation.
Yeah. I do, and I want to hear it so I can help you guys to understand which package is going to be best for you, for sure.
Okay. So here's my concern, Robert, is that if we're Conroe area, we keep getting calls in Conroe, you're going to be the one running your ass off all day long doing estimates and looking at jobs rather than working on. Yeah, exactly. And then that also puts me at an inconvenience, because now I live an hour and a half away. So now I'm having to.
What if we did it down? Maybe Houston?
Can we do, maybe our zip code is somewhere in between Robert and I, to where we can both kind of hit production and both do walkthroughs or, you know, initial
visits with
customers?
Do you have an address that we can verify, that we can send that pin code to in Houston?
It would be probably
an address that's verifiable under our name.
It doesn't have to be under your name or anything like that. This is the deal with Google. It cannot be a PO box. It cannot be a UPS box. It has to be a physical address, whether it's a storefront or it's a home office, a residential address. They send the PIN code one single time.
What's her address? Hold on, let me see how far away that is from me. Actually, I don't know how to do this on Google, a starting point and an ending point.
Tell me what you're
working
with.
I would like to put in my address. If you can put in my, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah,
that's
so
sad.
Give it to me.
Okay, my address is 2652 Quivira, Quivira, second word, Trace, Trace, and that's Lee City, 77573. Mm-hmm. So that's where I live.
Got it. Hold on.
I live in League City. And what is Brandy's address?
It's 10 something. I can't remember the name of it.
Go to your history on map. And if you put in 510 and it's a familiar place, it should pop up.
Well, what's her city name?
Her city name is Houston, right?
Houston.
But it's North Houston, right?
No, it's at I-10 and Durham.
I-10 and Durham?
Yeah, so if I can get down to a street view and I can get the name of
Go to your Google Maps, and if you put in 510.
I-10 and Durham.
No, Robert. Okay, go to QuickBooks. Bree's address is in QuickBooks.
Not Bree, it's Brandy.
Oh, Brandy. Her address is, yeah, her Hornet. Hornet. Yeah, what? Are you,
is it?
Yeah, it's, yeah, 5014.
Yeah.
That's an hour away from me. Or no, that's an hour away from you.
Yeah.
From here. Okay, can you put in 5014 Cornish from my address? I'm just curious.
That is one of my oldest, most
Cornish
loyal
clients
for the last 25
years. It's Houston 77007.
Yep, fine.
Okay.
Hold on a second. It's telling me. Okay. It's 32 miles right now because of the time of day it is. It's 58 minutes. But it's not always that long. So it's 32 miles. So, yeah.
Doesn't even say the miles here. Hold on. Oh, yeah. It's 35 miles from you. And it's about 35 miles.
It's
about
middle.
Right
in the
middle.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying if we put in this address, we get a 15 to 20 mile radius. That's it?
On Google, with the Google local map, it's just the nature of the map. That is how it works in every single area. Now, when you're in places like Houston, Dallas, things like that, it's about a 10 to 15 mile radius only because of the sheer number of humans that are in that area. Like if you're out in the sticks somewhere, it can cover further. Okay, because the likelihood of there being a service provider out in the sticks that offers what you offer is a lot less likely. So when you have more bodies, it shortens the radius. And the way the Google local map is designed is to work for the local service provider like yourself. So if you're going to do that, which is, I mean, that's a great place in the center to go in and around like that. I do believe that that would be good for you. But especially if you're going to be dropping a pin in Houston, I very strongly suggest the Google Ads because, I mean, there's just so many people in Houston. It's going to be a little bit harder to see what you want to see out of this. But, yes, it does give you the
Though,
no,
right?
It gives you a smaller because there's more people
on the Google Ads, though.
On the
Google
local
map.
The Google Ads, you could go up to 200 miles, Robert. It's very, very customizable. You could choose a mile radius if you want. You could choose city name. You can choose zip code. You can choose by county. The Google Ads gives you a lot of control.
Yeah, all over our area. We can elongate it. We can do the corridor, and that's it.
So is that what you do, the 450 a month package?
That looks like where I want to go with it.
Oh, but if we do that, then we don't need to do the central address. Because if we do that, we can do all the zip codes. We can do Galveston zip code, Lee City zip code, Friendswood, Conroe, Woodlands,
and not, and exclude ones that we don't want to work in, like Pasadena. And
the $450 a month package allows us to put in specific zip codes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Specific zip codes, specific cities. We also have the ability to completely exclude places. So when I say that, I don't just mean not include them. What I actually mean is we can put negative keywords. Like, I don't want to show up there. Like, at all. Like, if you're not, say you're not offering bathroom remodel. Like, we're not putting anything to do with bath. It's like negative keywords. Like, you will not come up under that. You see what I'm saying? Like, we do have a lot
of people. Yeah, you can go ward and we're not trying to get any business in those areas, in the ghetto.
I get you. I completely understand, you know, and that's just like, it's not a thing against anybody, but it costs so much more to work in the ghetto, right?
It's not worth it.
That's what I'm saying. It costs so much more.
They don't
like,
want to
they can't afford it. Exactly. Like, yeah. It's super sad, but I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Reality, and it's business. We're not a charity.
Exactly. No, we're not a charity. So tell me a little bit more about the keywords. I know we said remodeling and contractor, but be a little bit more specific for me.
You want to do custom cabinet?
That was something I had to bring Joel into because I can't do a kitchen out of my garage.
Yeah, you're right.
We're working on building a shop currently. So
let's do, what about painting? Drywall.
Exterior painting. It's the same thing that we're doing on Angie's list. So
she's
interior, exterior painting, sheetrock texturing, repairs and renovations.
Trim work, flooring, tile.
Yeah. Doors, interior, exterior doors.
What else?
Tile. Kitchen.
Bath remodels.
Most people just want to go buy factory cabinets and install them, which is, that's just fine. Some, you know, it's got to be done correctly. It's got to be trimmed correctly. It's got to be everything. There's so much that goes with it.
What about demo? No. Because then they're going to think like demo huge buildings.
Yeah, we're not trying to tear somebody's, you know, demo somebody's house or old house, but you know, we'll.
You could do interior
that
demo.
With renovation.
You could do interior demo.
Yeah, that's
better with renovation. We do custom cabinetry, custom furniture. But it's typically right now. I'm trying to stay away from the bigger cabinet job. Bigger custom cabinet jobs because of my lack of space. I just don't have the room to set everything up and do everything and
so do you want it or no? You can always add it later.
Yeah, no, not right now. Let's do refinish.
I wanted to bring Joel in on, if it's a big job, I'll bring Joel in and
well, you don't have the space.
He does. He has the space at my old shop.
So do you want to
put it in there? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we'll put it in there.
So you guys went really fast, but this is what I have. Remodeling and contracting, custom cabinets, painting, and drywall, sheetrock, texturing, trim work, flooring, tile, doors, interior and exterior doors, kitchen and bathroom remodel, whole house remodel, backsplash, showers, interior, demo, renovations, home improvements, custom cabinetry, and custom carpentry. I added a couple.
Yeah, you can do.
I added a couple.
You got it down, Amy.
Yeah.
Can you tell I've done this before?
Right.
We actually do handyman services too because they can be lucrative and I'm in and out. I'm not, you know, we're not living in somebody's house for a month. You know, we're in and out. But then we always get called back because once people get us, they won't call anybody else. They call us.
Then
we end up doing their bathroom remodel a year from now or six, you know. Or their deck, or you know, the fencing. You know, it's just once they get a hold of us, they don't want to let us go. So
I don't.
We do handyman services. No, no job too small, too big. You know, we do it all, really. It's a full service. Permitting services, design services. I mean, they really. Oh, yeah. Do you have a photo of the
No, she doesn't. So
what forms of payment do you take? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
All of the above.
Okay. We can include payment integration directly on the website itself.
Okay.
You can take payments straight
off
the site.
Are we being charged like a 3.5 credit card processing fee?
Not through us. Mm-mm, absolutely not.
Okay.
We're putting your QR codes with your information on there. The payments are going directly to you.
Okay. Yeah, we can put windows, countertop, decking, fencing, siding, soffit, fascia, metal fabrication. I mean, I can add a bunch of stuff to that. There's really more, it's less to say what we don't do, really.
Yeah, we do everything.
We pretty much do everything except foundation and roof.
Put that on the side of my truck. We do every damn thing.
Yeah, that's going to be our motto.
Okay, I've got this. Hours of operation, when do you guys want the phone calls?
I'm thinking 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only?
Yes.
Okay, so during client interview, you're going to be able to be very specific with the service radius and how and where it is you're showing up. For now, I'm putting that you want that that corridor through the I-45, and then you want from Galveston to Conroe. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay.
What's just north of Conroe? Is that Willis?
Hold on.
Because we do work out at the lake. There's some big houses out there.
Well, I bet you do.
Get on Google Maps. Yeah.
Go ahead and have a look, Robert. Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let me click on it and have a look for you. Okay, so just outside of Conroe, it looks like, let me move the map. It looks like when I go in a little deeper, we're looking at...
Yeah, it's Willis. New Waverly.
Okay,
and then you get
I
up
have
in
to
the
go
hunting.
In far. Okay, now it wants to
I
give
mean,
me the stuff.
There's Conroe, Panorama Village, Willis,
New
Waverly, Huntsville.
Yeah, New Waverly would be that would give us in the lake, but not so far above that.
Okay,
there's
so I'm putting here that you want about 100-mile radius is what it's looking like to me. But again, you have the time tonight to take the time tonight because your client interview isn't going to be until tomorrow. So you have the time tonight to go ahead and review everything and to take a look at exactly what you want and where you want and be a little more specific with it. Let me see. Client onboarding. So for tomorrow.
Can edit that information. Is there an app or a dashboard or something we need to be signing into?
Oh, not yet. No. So what's going to happen is after I take the payment information, we're going to go through the terms and conditions, and then it's going to take you to a screen asking for username and password. You're going to bookmark that page because that is a tracking and reporting system, but we don't issue username and password until after the account has been completely QC'd. So basically, we're going to take all your information, we're going to input it, we're going to start something because when you sign in, at that point, you have nothing to look at, right? So we don't give you username and password right away. But we issue all of those things for you in the time frame. So within the first 5 to 7 days, you have the username and password to be able to log in. What's going to happen during client interview is they're going to go through literally every single piece. They're going to verify keywords, service radius. They're going to tell you how to send in logo, how to send in photos, all of that stuff. I can actually send over the email address where you're going to be sending the photos if you want to take a stab at it tonight, just to go ahead and have them uploaded to your media folder before phone call. We have the availability to do that. For client onboarding, we have appointment time starting tomorrow morning as early as 9, 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 12 and 1, 1 and 2. There is some available between 3 and 4, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7. This is all Central Standard Time, so you tell me which time frame is best for you guys.
What do you think? Because I'm going to be at the Dutch. So we do it like lunch time?
Will you be here?
Because I'm going to be at the eye appointment at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You'll be here by lunch?
Mm-hmm.
So you have eaten?
Well, he don't want you over there hangry.
Okay.
Don't be coming over here hangry, girl.
Yeah. Hey, he's just as guilty.
I'm the same exact way, though.
We tell each other, I'm like, you need to eat, sir. And
right?
He's like, bitch,
I brought you
eat.
A snack.
Yeah.
Do you want between 12 and 1?
So let's do between 1 and 2.
Okay. So what's going to happen is you guys are going to receive email notification now. It's going to say local / CI client interview EN for English. It's going to have Robert's name on it with the phone number since he is officially the one having the his name on the account. You will receive an email and a text message reminder 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you guys are unable to keep the appointment time, call, text, email back in and say, hey, I need to push the appointment out. For whatever reason, we can reschedule it, but be aware that we're only rescheduling for Tuesday, okay, because we're off on Monday. So I do
okay,
kind of want to get this gone. I do want to kind of get it going before the long weekend. So if possible, obviously some things are unavoidable. Like it is what it is if we can't, but I would like to get it going for you before then. So let me do this.
Us too, man.
Here we go. Submit. That's good to go. Okay. So for billing, what we're going to do is I'm going to take the card information and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month. Now, Robert, since the account is in your name and we're putting the card down in your name, you're going to be the one to answer all of these questions, and we will also include that Miss Amanda is signer and user on the account and has ability to make change and purchase on behalf. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I just want to prepare you before I start that. Give me just a second to get this set up. I'm adding in the custom website and the additional 100 in Google Ads for you now. Let me get this going. That goes like that. Update that. Perfect. Okay. And then are you going to be using Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover? I'm sorry.
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard? Okay.
MasterCard. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this really quickly, because we didn't ever verify the address. So the address that I have is the 12467 Sleepy Hollow Road, Conroe, Texas, 77385.
Correct.
That goes to the card, but are we not doing the Cornish for the business?
Oh, yeah. What are we doing for the business? Are we doing
Yeah, are we doing
that
Cornish?
That's the address of the card. The 5014 Cornish is...
Is the business address?
I guess.
I don't know what to do here. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we should do that.
Yeah. Because that would put gonna happen. Yeah, but again, it's customizable. Just don't get so caught up on the radius because you could customize it. You could choose to take 5 cities 100 miles from where the pin is dropped and not service anything in between. Only service those 5 cities.
This is my address for everything. Then.
Okay. So, yeah, it is the 12467.
Is that's where we're dropping the pin, or we're dropping the pin at the 5014 Cornish?
At my address, since it's so customizable.
Okay.
So we're doing the Sleepy Hollow, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Let me go back and change that out. Okay. And then I need to go in. So the $449, and then the setup fee is the $100 setup fee. So let me go ahead, or it's $99, actually, $1 better. Got the website in there, the custom design. Okay, give me just a second. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 5236 9415058 0935.
Expiration month and year?
1224.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
671.
We need to set a security question on the account. Anytime you call in or we call out outside of client onboarding, the security question should be asked. If for any reason you're unsure if it's local Splash that you're speaking with, always ask for your security question. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's name, maiden name, Parr, P-A-R-R.
Got it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and read the voice verification now, Robert. This is directed at you. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Texas Woodmasters.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Townsend, owner.
Robert, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Do you authorize Amanda Peterson, your office manager, to make any purchase adjustment, change, or adjustment on behalf of this account?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is February 16th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $548. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. On the 16th day of every month, the reoccurring payment for the all-inclusive Platinum Premier package will be at $449. Again, this is a true flat rate with no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. If you guys choose to pause or discontinue the service for any reason, you can do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of April. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Alrighty, that concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you guys for going with Local Splash. Now, Amanda does have my phone number. I will also text out my direct phone number and extension line to you, Robert, so that way you have it for your records if you ever want to reach me directly. The phone number for the business is always going to be the 877 phone number. Now, once you call the 877 phone number, it's going to prompt you. If you know your party's extension, that's me, you could press 224, say Amy Nelson, or you always have the ability to say customer support, website support, customization, keywords, whichever department it is that you'd like to speak with. If you just prefer dealing with me, that's perfectly fine as well, and we have the ability for you to connect with me at any time. If I'm not available to you, meaning I'm on the phone with a client like I am with you guys right now, then I'll call you back at my first available opportunity, just like I did with you earlier, okay?
Okay.
Now, on the cell phone that we're speaking on, there should be a link that says, Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please go ahead and click the link there.
Okay.
Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is literally everything we verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. You may see an asterisk next to a couple of things like Google Workspace, LSA, which is Google Guarantee. There's a couple of different things that you still have available for upgrade within your package if you choose to at a later date. Of course, that always requires a conversation. As you scroll to the bottom, you're going to see the package details outlined there, the reoccurring payment locked in at the $449, never to go up or to change, in writing, 30 to 45 days right there. Just go ahead and after you review it, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Put here and type your name. Okay.
Once that's completed, it should have taken you to that screen asking for a username and password. Username is always going to be the phone number on the business, so that's your phone number, Ms. Amanda. Password will be auto-generated in 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interview. Client interview is scheduled for tomorrow between 1 and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will be calling from our 877 phone number, and I will be the one to call and introduce you to your client onboarding agent to make a smooth transition.
Okay. Yay, we're super excited. Thanks, Amy. Thanks for being patient with us.
I'm super excited too. My pleasure. Absolutely.
I know it took us a while to come around.
Hey, you know what? Like I said, it was totally worth it. You guys are awesome. And then I'm going to send one last email right here. It's going to come over text. It's going to say photos@localsplash.com. So you can send over all documents, business license, insurance, if you have those things handy. Also, the logo for the company, before and after photos, all of that. So we go ahead and have it set up for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. You guys have a blessed day and welcome to Local Splash.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.